And like the sands through the hourglass, so are the puzzles of our lives. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He's the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
So, refresh our memories, Will. What was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Harry Hilson of Avon-by-the-Sea, New Jersey. I said, take the phrase, a few Texans come in, rearrange these letters to name a geographical place. What is it? Well, the answer is Santa Fe, New Mexico, which indeed is a fact a few Texans may come in.
All right, so we got a whole lot of correct answers, 2,040 of them to be exact, and our randomly chosen winner is Doreen Horston of San Francisco, California. She joins us on the line now. Hey, Doreen, congratulations.
Hi, thank you. So thrilling. I've been playing the puzzle since the postcard days.
Oh,
thank you for
great.
Calling me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for sending in a correct answer. Was it hard for you to figure out?
The X was a big clue, and I saw the word Mexico right away, so mm-hmm. then it just fell into place.
And what do you do in San Francisco, Doreen?
I'm a children's librarian with the San Francisco Public Library.
Did you have a favorite book when you were growing up?
Oh, I was really hooked on mysteries as a kid, and I still am.
Very cool. Well, are you ready to do this, Doreen?
I think so.
All right. Will, let's puzzle.
All right, Doreen and Rachel, this is a business-related puzzle. Every answer is the name of a Fortune 200 company. That is one of the top 200 corporations, according to the 2014 list in Fortune magazine. And here's number one. What company's name can be found appropriately inside the phrase metal coating? So take the phrase metal coating, M-E-T-A-L-C-O-A-T-I-N-G, mm-hmm. and hidden in there is a company's name.
Alcoa?
Alcoa, yes.
Oh, good.
Which is appropriate. Number two, what company's name is an anagram of Ice Pops? I-C-E-P-O-P-S.
Ice Pops.
What does it start with, Will?
It starts with a P.
Okay.
A big company in the beverage business.
Yeah.
How's that?
Oh, PepsiCo?
Yeah.
PepsiCo is it. What company's name consists of eight letters, four of which are L's?
I'll
give you a hint.
Four of which are L's.
It's an eight-letter name. It has two words. First word has three letters. Second word has five letters. And four of those eight letters are L's.
Can you give us, like, an industry or...
Okay, pharmaceutical.
Oh, Eli Lilly?
Eli
Good
Lilly,
job,
is it?
Good job, Doreen.
All right. What company's name becomes the name of an Olympic sport if you change the third letter to an X?
Okay.
Let me just say, this is hard. Like, you have to think of the entire universe of all companies, Will.
Yes,
and
I
then
agree.
Change an X to all of them? It's hard. I just want to be on the record saying that. It's fine. I've just vented. We can move on.
What Olympic sport has an X in the third letter? And actually, it's a regular popular sport, but it's also in the Olympics.
Oh, like fighting.
Yes, there's your hint.
That's
fighting.
Hint.
Oh, boxing.
Yes.
Yes, and what company?
Sport,
if you change,
okay.
Right,
and if you change the X to another letter, what do you get?
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Boeing.
Yes.
Boeing, the airplane maker,
hard.
Right.
Okay.
What company's name is Pig Latin for the name of an insect?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that because of Rachel. Can you
Sorry, Doreen. Sorry.
Yeah, what company's name is Pig Latin for the name of an insect? I'll give you a big, big, big hint. It's a flying insect that stings.
eBay.
eBay is it, which is big Latin on
so
B. Right. And here's your last one. It's a tricky one. What company name consists of the names of two U.S. presidents with an ampersand in the middle?
Okay.
And they make consumer products. Yeah, one of the presidents was president during the 1960s.
Kennedy.
Who followed him?
L.B.
Okay, Johnson. Johnson & Johnson.
Yes.
Johnson & Johnson is in Andrew Johnson and Lyndon Johnson.
Phew. Doreen, we did it. Did you have fun?
I did.
Okay, good. I can't tell, Doreen. I can't tell. For playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition of lapel pin and puzzle books and games. You can go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. To check out your prizes. And before we let you go, Doreen, where do you hear us? What's your public radio station?
KQED San Francisco.
Great. Doreen Horston of San Francisco, California. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Doreen.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, think of a common exclamation in four letters. Move the last letter to the start, and then add a new letter at the end to get another well-known exclamation. What is it? So again, a common exclamation, four letters, move the last letter to the start, then add a new letter at the end, and you'll name another common exclamation. What exclamations are these?
When you've got the answer, go to our website. It is npr.org/puzzle. Click on that Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Send in those entries by Thursday, December 18th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. Because if you win, then we give you a call and you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.